the second parak of all the Mishnah Tezvov. This is a copy of the previous Mishnah, just in the Chadash, that rule, which we said that if you have the previous Mishnah was a leavening agent, a yeast, which is made up of two different Yisurim, the two combined to Aser, the same thing applies to Tavlin, spices. Tavlin shall truma shall klai kerem shall nafli gzeir. A spice, as we said before, doesn't have to be daska. Pepper could be onions also, but garlic. As a matter of fact, many of the spices are not chayv and truma, because something that's not edible is not chayv and truma. But a garlic or onion is chayv and truma. So you have this spice, which was 50% truma, 50% klai kerem shall nafli gzeir. But like the elik gzeir tavlin, love elik gzeir tavlin, and there also was not enough of truma or klai kerem independently to create the spicy flavor. And it's affirmative, when the sum total of the two of them caused the flavor. And the same thing over here, the Tanakhama holds that they are mitzaris, and therefore also lezarim, since they're both also to regular Yisrael, Yisrael would not be able to eat this tavshim. But mutter l'kohanim, the Kohanim will be able to permit it, because in respect to the Kohanim, it's zeb zegoyim, the Kohanim, the truma is mutter. So the spicing, the flavoring of this tavshim was made up only by 50% kelai kerem and 50% trum, which is mutter. That we say 50% heter, 50% iser, zeb zegoyim is mutter. Rav Shimon matter lezarim l'kohanim. Rav Shimon says it's permitted to everybody, because after everything said and done, even respect to the zarim, even though both Truma and Kalai came also, but the two different Yisurim cannot be mitzvah to create any Yisur in a mixture.